Today on Family Talk.
Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Roger Marsh. On today's program, we are featuring Dr. Dobson's recent appearance as a guest on the Family Research Council's daily radio program, Washington Watch, with Tony Perkins. The topic of discussion, secular media attacks on Vice President Mike Pence for revealing that he chooses to honor his marriage vows by refusing to put himself in a compromising situation with a woman who is not his wife. Here now is Washington Watch's guest host, Eben Fowler, to introduce the topic.
The left has become unhinged after learning that Vice President Mike Pence has a rule. He doesn't dine with another woman alone if his wife isn't present. Well, instead of praising this man for honoring God, his marriage, and his children, the left is flipping out, and they're attacking him. And we're going to have Dr. James Dobson on the line here in just a few minutes. But I want to start out by reading some excerpts from a couple of articles that were written here. Well, actually, one from National Review that just a couple of interesting comments about this whole story. So bear with me here as I kind of jump around in this article. This is by Jonah Goldberg. It says, the Washington Post, that's where this all started, ran a profile of Vice President Mike Pence's wife, Karen, and lots of people are outraged or repulsed that the two evangelical Christians do things that are fairly normal for evangelical Christians to do. Specifically, Mike Pence apparently doesn't dine alone with women other than his wife or attend events where alcohol is served if his wife doesn't accompany him. Perhaps this practice started when he was in Congress, a place where many a politician has ruined his marriage and career by not following such rules. In response, there's been a lot of cheap mockery from prominent liberal writers and activists. It's a very strange place we found ourselves in when elites say that we have no right to judge adultery, but we have every right to judge couples who take steps to avoid it. And that's what we're going to be talking about here in this segment. With us now is someone who knows a lot about marriage and family and relationships, and that's Dr. James Dobson, the founder and president of Family Talk and the author of more than 30 books dedicated to the preservation of the family. Dr. Dobson, it is so good to have you on Washington Watch.
Evan, thank you for making the call. I really appreciate the opportunity to address this because, frankly, I'm outraged by this criticism of Mike Pence. It's breathtaking that they would have such gall to tell a man that he can't relate to his wife any way he wants to without criticism from some cheap hack out there who's trying to take a shot at him.
Yeah, it's absolutely breathtaking. I want to read, Dr. Dobson, from an article that was written by Matt Walsh about this. It's and this is kind of toward the end of his article on it. I'd like you to comment on what he says. And this is really from his perspective. He kind of concludes this article by saying, personally, I have no desire to go out with women other than my wife. I have no desire to maintain friendships with women. My wife and I agreed from the outset that we would not have friends of the opposite sex unless the friends are mutual, and even in that case, we'd always hang out with that person together. There are many aspects of marriage that may be challenging or require effort, but for me, this isn't one of them. Frankly, when I have some time to myself, I much prefer to either spend it alone, reading or fishing or something, or with male friends who I share a fraternal bond with. A man can't have that kind of bond with a woman. It's an absurd proposition. Then it jumps down to the last paragraph. This all to me seems obvious. It's obvious to Mike Pence and Karen Pence. It's obvious to many married people. But as we've established, there's nothing that makes people more upset these days than the obvious. So your thoughts about that. And then, by the way, Dr. Dobson, we are going to hold you over, if we can, into the final segment and perhaps take some listener calls where folks will have an opportunity to interact with us. So first of all, talk about this rule that the vice president and his wife have set. Why is that important?
Well, I have known Mike Pence for 25 years. He's a godly man. He's a good man. He's a good family man and a good husband and father. And I have watched him as a congressman for years. He lives by the highest standards of ethics. And what I said before is, who has a right to criticism a Christian man for living by these standards of propriety? Have you ever heard of the Modesto Manifesto?
I have not.
Many, many years ago, Billy Graham and five of his men were in the city of Modesto, and they got together in a hotel room, and they made a pledge to each other that they would live by this very standard, that they would never be with a woman in a room alone. They would never eat with a woman alone. They would never take a plane trip with a woman alone. And they would protect their marriages. And five of them plus Billy Graham, not a one of them has had a marriage that failed, because they protected it, because they believed in honoring the marital relationship. And it's a great idea. I wish every man would do it. None of those five families ever broke up, including Billy Graham, number six. They preserved their marriages. They protected it by doing just the kind of thing that Mike Pence has done now and been criticized for.
You know, and in some of the comments that have come from, well, I guess we'll just say from the left, from people who really probably don't know a whole lot about marriage, or at least don't understand, you know, the biblical aspects of marriage and how to preserve marriage. But, you know, they have said some really some things that are certainly not repeatable on live radio. But, you know, they, for one thing, I'd like you to address this. Some on the left say that these kinds of beliefs and these practices somehow keep women from power. Address that one.
Ask a woman how she feels about it. Ask a woman who loves her husband and is trying to live a godly life as a wife and mother. Ask a woman who has children if she wants her husband to honor her in this way. It's the silly little reporters that are looking for something to criticize. I bet you a dollar they're leftists in their perspective. And they're just looking for something to criticize. And this is not coming from women. It's coming from these reporters that are looking for something negative to say.
And here's one more. I'll throw this one out. Some say this is sexist, and women worry that if they don't have lunch with the male boss, they may miss out on promotions. Is that a valid point, or how would you counsel a young woman to deal with something like that?
Are promotions more valuable than a lifetime together in a committed, loving marriage? I mean, how silly is that? I mean, it just takes my breath away. This, when I read this, I thought, I've seen some crazy things, but this has got to be one of the stupidest that I've heard. For Mike Pence to say he will not have dinner with a woman when his wife is not there, that's a good thing, man. That's not a negative. That's not hurting women. Certainly not hurting another woman. If you want to interview a woman and give her more exposure, bring your wife with you, or invite her to dinner with the two of you. Flirtation in an office is a dangerous thing. And I talked about Jerry Jenkins in his book Hedges, where he talked about the importance of building a wall, a hedge around your marriage. You do that and you're likely for it to last a lifetime.
Yeah, it's very simple. And, you know, to the point of the woman who's concerned about not being able to have lunch with a male boss with the potential of a promotion, well, get a third party in there. Get somebody else. Get another colleague. The male boss should, if he's doing the right thing, have another colleague there.
Exactly, and that's not hard to do. Bring another man, or bring a woman. Bring one of your colleagues, your female colleagues, that can sit and help you talk through whatever it is you're talking about. It's not likely to stray over into flirtatious kind of stuff if you've got another set of ears there.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Dobson, would you like to maybe talk to a couple of our listeners and take a couple of calls with me?
I'd love it, Evan. Let's do that.
All right. We've got Linda on the line from Indiana. Linda, welcome to Washington Watch, and I'd like you to meet Dr. James Dobson.
Thank you so much. And hello, Dr. Dobson. I'm so pleased to talk with you. I had not really heard what the problem was with Pence. I could not imagine, knowing the kind of Christian man he is. And then when I heard on your program tonight what it was, I could not believe that people are that shallow, that they would criticize him. My husband and I will have our 60th wedding anniversary in July of this year, and we have are Christians, and we have always trusted in each other. But for somebody to think this is wrong, that he feels that way, I cannot believe.
Congratulations to you, and you're doing the right thing. And I mean, this is a godly principle. This is the Lord would have us do this. I believe this comes out of Scripture. And for Mike Pence to not only do it, but to have the courage to tell the rest of us about it, I just admire him so greatly because he's such a good man.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for calling. And, you know, for some people, Dr. Dobson, this is a brand new idea. And, you know, hopefully there'll be some folks who say, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to start doing that. Talking with Dr. James Dobson here on Washington Watch. Tracy is on the line from Texas. Tracy, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you. Hello. And finally I get to actually talk to Dr. Dobson for the first time ever. I just wanted to say that I'm from the younger generation. I'm in my 40s, but I had a great role model as parents, godly parents too, and seeing their marriage. And you said it earlier when you said they really didn't even know what marriage is about. And I think that Mike Pence's wife should take her husband and make a statement publicly with him by her side and defend him, you know, and because he did the right thing. Yeah. If my husband had done that, you know, my marriage didn't work out for other reasons, but my husband and I had that kind of way, too. And it's about protecting yourselves first.
Absolutely.
I mentioned in the first segment that I've known the Pences for 35 years. And they really do love each other. And they're great parents. They're great moms and dads. Why would anybody criticize that? If you're going to criticize something, criticize the office flirt or the guy who's always trying to make it with a woman. I mean, those are the people that deserve our criticism and certainly our disrespect because marriage is in trouble today. And if we're going to preserve it, we got to put some effort into it and give it priority. I tell you one last thing. My own organization will not allow a man and woman to travel alone on a plane together or stay in a hotel together. We build those hedges around marriage, and I don't want to do anything to hurt the marriages of those who work for me.
Absolutely. You know, and it would be helpful if, as your organization has done, if other organizations would have some of those guardrails, those guidelines in place. It makes it easier because everybody knows what the expectation is, as is the case with your organization, Dr. Dobson. Deborah is on the line from Arkansas. Deborah, thanks for calling today.
Thank you for letting me. I appreciate the time. Can I give you my
you,
little
Deborah.
Story?
Absolutely.
I wish they had this back in the 70s because my husband was the youth leader in the church. We lived across the street from the preacher's daughter and her husband, and we did everything together. We always went camping and everything. But on Saturday, my husband and the preacher's daughter would go and do extra work. Evangelistic work. Well, about 2 years later, we got divorced, and guess what? The youth leader married the preacher's daughter.
Oh, boy. It's the easiest thing in the world to happen. We're made with this powerful attraction to each other as men and women. And when a man is attracted to a woman, and she is receptive to him, his marriage is in great jeopardy, and we just can't let that happen. Because I'm telling you, having been married as long as I have, there is nothing more precious to me than my relationship with my wife, Shirley. And I wouldn't do anything to hurt her. But it started very early. This is not a new thought for me. We were married in 1960, and we've lived by this standard. And I think it honors God and your spouse.
Absolutely. And Rob is on the line from Arkansas. Rob, apparently you and your wife follow this policy. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Dr. Dobson, I think it was 20 years ago when I heard you on the radio talking about this policy, and I adopted it as my own. And I'm taking a lot of heat, you know, people laughing at me and things over it. But, you know, we're coming up on our 20th anniversary, and we're doing just fine.
You going to go the distance?
Oh, yeah. You kidding?
Yeah.
That's great. Well, and Rob, you said that people kind of made fun of you. How did you handle that?
Well, I just told them. I said there's no point in inviting trouble into your marriage. You know, there's not that I'm going to be unfaithful, and not that she's going to, but if we're never alone, if you're never alone with a woman, nobody can even suggest that there's something going on. If somebody brought it
you
up,
know, you're only half the relationship. You may be able to deal with the more intimate moments at dinner or what have you with a woman who's not your wife. But how does she feel about it? Yeah, you know, it's very possible for her to have feelings that you don't feel responsible for. For a marriage to work, everybody has to make a priority out of it. In closing, I would have a suggestion to the little smart mouth reporter who wrote this criticism. Mind your own business. It's none of your business what I do in my marriage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Susan is on the line from Tennessee. Susan, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you. Well, I just called to say that I am a woman that did the opposite. I had the lunch, and I'm divorced today, and I wish I would have held on to Billy Graham's policies.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a sad story. And did it come out of casual relationships?
Yes, and it was just someone that kept coming by my desk and visiting. And I kept resisting and resisting, and eventually I just gave in. Oh, it's just lunch. It's no big deal. But it did end up into an adulterous affair. My marriage ended in a divorce.
Well, it's happened to millions and millions of people, and often it happens in the early years before people have settled in into their own marriages, and then they get into these casual situations, and it never stays the same. Relationships always move, and it's usually toward more and more intimate circumstances. And before you know it, you've hurt your spouse, you've hurt yourself, but you've also hurt your children. And that's what concerns me.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for calling and sharing that difficulty in your life. We appreciate you calling in and helping our listeners to understand, Dr. Dobson, the importance of setting those kinds of boundaries. Let's take one more call, and just so everybody knows, we've got Gary on the line from Oklahoma. Gary, just have about a minute, if you could just tell us your thoughts, and welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking my call, and I'll try to make it fast. One thing I do is each day in my prayer, I thank God for my wife, and I know that He gave her to me. And when I tell people about my wife, I always tell them that she's my spiritual rib. And the reason why I think God took the rib to make woman is because it guards the inner parts of man. And I think a man's wife should know private things about her husband that no one else should know, and she should be there to encourage him and help him through life, and we should never take each other for granted. And I'd say, I want to mention one thing for young people that's getting married, is to be praying about it and always make sure that you have God involved in it, and then write down 3 to 5 things why you love that person, and have them put on the same card and laminated, so you can say why I love her and then have those listed and flip it over and say why I love them and keep them in your Bible and then you read them each day and think about why you fell in love with that person.
Gary, that's great advice. Thanks so much. Dr. Dobson, we are so appreciative that you took all this time today with us, and it's just been a great time to learn about how to strengthen our marriages. So thank you so much.
Evan, I enjoyed the conversation. It's such an important topic. Thanks for giving me a call.
You have been listening to a special edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Dr. Dobson's marriage expertise was on display on a recent edition of the Family Research Council's radio program called Washington Watch. Dr. Dobson weighing in on the recent debate in the secular media about Vice President Mike Pence choosing to keep his marriage free from temptation whenever he is on the road. Dr. Dobson's been a champion for healthy marriages and families for 40 years, especially in a culture that seems determined to turn away from biblical values. Please know how much we appreciate your financial support to help us continue in these efforts. You can give a gift online at drjamesdobson.org. I'm Roger Marsh, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
How do people often come to you asking for advice, direction in life, maybe prayer over tough issues? Could be about their marriage, maybe about their children, maybe a tough issue that they're facing right now. If that's you, have you ever thought about going back to school or furthering your education? I'm so excited to tell you about a brand new center that has just started at the world's most exciting university, Liberty University. Hi, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors and executive director of the Center for Counselor Education and Family Studies at Liberty. We have partnered up with world-renowned psychologist, marriage and family expert, Dr. James Dobson, to create the James C. Dobson Center for Child Development, Marriage and Family at Liberty. But here's what's most important. We now have three programs of study coming out of that center where you can, regardless of major, doesn't matter what you're studying, whether you're going to go into psychology, business, science, or what have you, you can now get a minor from the James C. Dobson Center online and become a certified marriage and family relationship coach while you're going to college. Yes, you can. While you're going to graduate school, too, regardless of what you're studying, God has opened up a door here that's so unique. To learn more, just simply go to liberty.edu/Dobson. You'll find out everything you need to know. I can't believe God has opened up this door and brought Liberty University and Dr. James C. Dobson together to offer this program. I hope you go there. Liberty University. It's liberty.edu/Dobson.
Commitment. Why is this simple concept missing from so many marriages today?
Here's Dr. James Dobson with Family Talk.
I read recently of a wedding ceremony where the bride and groom each pledged the words, "To stay with you for as long as I shall love you." I doubt if their marriage lasted very long. Romantic love, along with other emotions, may ebb and flow through the course of time. Commitment is the source of all stability in the marital relationship. It is the most important ingredient. But commitment isn't a feeling, it's a choice. Can you imagine a parent saying to his child, "I'll be your parent for as long as I shall love you"? That would hardly produce stability and well-being in the child. Nor does a wishy-washy philosophy create stability in a marriage. That's why the traditional wedding vows read, "In sickness and in health, for richer or poorer, for better or worse, forsaking all others, till death do us part." That's the real meaning of commitment. Emotion is the caboose on the train. The engine is a commitment of the will, which can steadily pull the relationship through all the ups and downs of everyday living.
doesn't want to be encouraged to make their marriage stronger? Hey, it's Roger Marsh here for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Our new Family Talk smartphone mobile app is designed especially to uplift your marriage in a way that makes it easy for both husbands and wives to find great resources. Loaded with articles, broadcasts, and videos, the new Family Talk app will provide you with practical tips on making your marriage all it can be. The customized Family Talk app tailors content around where you are in life. So whether you're a husband or a wife, dad or a mom, the Family Talk app will provide you with daily inspiration to strengthen your marriage and invest into the lives of your children. The app also allows you to set personal reminders around life's greatest priorities, your faith and family. Go to drjamesdobson.org/app. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org/app to download your free customized Family Talk app today.